If I have my technology down, I would have Bob and Suzanne Levine here on the phone right now. Do I have you?
Hi. How
got
are
it,
you?
Got
here?
It. Got it. I'm doing okay. I'm substituting for Van Ritchie, by the way, and I know nothing about what you're doing this weekend, so that's a great start for this interview, so you can start telling people what's going on. What I can say is that it's on Facebook Live. It starts tomorrow, runs through the weekend, the Milford Readers and Writers Festival. Okay? It's up to you from here on, Bob.
Okay, Jim. We were here, actually, with Van last year to talk about the Milford Readers and Writers Festival. And, you know, for your audience, this is the fifth year of the Milford Readers and Writers Festival. And what it is a chance for readers and writers to have a conversation together. And we run this festival at the Milford Theater, usually, and we have over 3 days well-known writers talking with other folks, and we have 300 people in the audience, and everybody engages in a conversation together. Well, this year, which was our fifth, it clearly wasn't going to happen in the usual way. Virus just stopped us from being able to use the live theater.
Oh, and you're the ones then, huh?
Yeah, we worked hard at it. So what happened was the board, we decided to do a Milford Readers and Writers Live. And that meant we were going to use the same format that we used in the theater, but we would come into the 21st century and do the entire thing online. And we would promote the same kinds of programs with readers, writers, and conversation online. This year it was going to be free, so anyone with the internet and with Facebook or Twitter or YouTube could tune in and enjoy these conversations. So we're beginning on Friday night, and the first program that we're having is a conversation between Suzanne Braun Levine, my wife, who is actually here.
Hello, Suzanne.
And, you know, feminist icon Gloria Steinem.
All right.
So here I am. And Gloria, first of all, Gloria was here is at our very first festival in 2016, which was right before Election Day 2016. So she comes back right before Election Day on 2020. So there's certainly a lot to talk about if you think about what has happened since she was last here, including the Women's March, the Me Too movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, the virus, and the presidency of Donald Trump.
Also, Suzanne, it is the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote.
Oh, you see, you know things that you didn't know you knew. That's correct. So there's certainly going to be a lot to talk about. Now, I've known Gloria since, believe it or not, 1972, when I went to work at Ms. Magazine. And since then, I have turned to her for insight and actually inspiration during many political moments. She has always got somehow a fresh take on things that nobody else does. She's smart. She's funny. And so I'm going to especially talk to her, I think, about what is called the gender gap, which has been was identified in 1970 and named in 1980, and it is a tradition or a practice that has been taking place every single election, where the gap between the male vote and the female vote is everywhere between 6 and 10%. So you can see how that can decide and has decided many elections. So I hope that people will tune in and think of questions to ask, because we have a half hour for questions and a whole setup to funnel the questions to Gloria. And I think it's going to be a great evening. I'm really looking forward to it.
Speaking of that gender gap, just a quick question. Who votes more? Do more women vote than men?
Women vote more than men, and for example, the first gender gap election was Ronald Reagan versus Jimmy Carter, and 7% women would have elected Jimmy Carter. Men elected Ronald Reagan. So you can see, you can go through all the elections. Not all of them were so dramatic. But certainly it's been decisive. And women, yes, vote more and have become increasingly active in politics, running for office and promoting candidates.
You know, it's 50 years now since 1970, and I can recall in my early days in radio, there were no women on the air at all. It was an all-male industry. And little by little, women began trickling into the industry. First off, as news reporters, and then they branched into becoming air personalities on the air. And that's why, you know, Kate Brannon is such a great part of Wall Radio, and we couldn't do it without her. And it doesn't matter that she's a woman; she's just one of us. And we've progressed at least that far.
Right. Well, but the other side of it is that when women broke in to the news business, they were limited to covering so-called women's stories for the women's pages.
That's true.
And it took a lot of nerve and determination to break into the serious news. And it's another measure of how far we've come. In the early days of Ms. Magazine, when we were writing about these issues, people said, well, why aren't there any women anchors? And the consensus, unquestioned consensus, was that people wouldn't take a woman's voice seriously, and the news is very serious. So as hard as it's been to get where we are, we've made a lot of progress.
We certainly have, and but not enough yet, you know. And you talk about the gap in voting and as far as being news reporters and everything. And there's just the pay gap is huge. And in my mind, that can be corrected tomorrow. The next paycheck, it could be corrected.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out. That is one of the most intransigent elements of sort of the feminist agenda. Basically, when we started measuring these things, women earned 79 cents to every dollar that men earned, and that pretty much hasn't changed over the last 50 years.
And it, as I said, it could be changed immediately. There's, you know, of course, businesses would have to take a hit, but it would only be fair.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're on our side, Jim.
Okay. Sure. So in addition to Gloria Steinem, who else will be on your program this weekend?
Let me tell you, first of all, I want to be clear, because it's for Luddites like us. Everyone should know that the schedule will be listed constantly on the MilfordReadersAndWriters.com website.
All right.
And the website has the schedule. For the actual programs, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And the best way to get to this program is to go on to Facebook and then to go on to the Milford Readers and Writers page, and then you'll be able to just link right on to the conversation, and there'll be instructions there about how to ask questions. So let me tell you, Susan, again, so what our schedule will be this year is that on Friday night at 7:30 is Suzanne Braun-Levine and Gloria Steinem. The program will last an hour and a half, or an hour and 15 minutes, depending on how the questions go. There'll be 45 minutes of conversation between Gloria and Suzanne, and then there'll be a half hour to 45 minutes of questions from all the people who've tuned in. So all of the programs will follow that format, which will be 45 minutes of conversation and then a half hour or so of questions. So Gloria and Suzanne are on Friday night at 7:30. On Saturday night at 7:30, we have a panel of New Yorker cartoonists. Ah. These are the best cartoonists in the country. The cartoonist called Bob Eckstein will be leading the conversation, and we have the fabulous Roz Chast and Matt DeFee, both of whom appear regularly in the New Yorker, and they will be running a program called Humor in Trying Times. And what we're going to try and do with this one, Jim, is that we're going to have the cartoons, the major cartoons that these folks have created, to be on screen. So instead of just having a couple of people talking, we are going to have actual cartoons that people can talk about and the audience can question about. So that's on Saturday night. On Sunday, we have two programs. The first is in the afternoon, and we're having a Sunday afternoon program because that has been a tradition for the Milford Readers and Writers Festival. And this year, we're going to recreate a panel on science fiction. And you know, science fiction has been part of Milford forever. Milford was actually, and I don't know how many people know this, Milford was the center of science fiction writing starting 50 years ago. There was something called the Milford Method, which was a way that science fiction writers would come together and would create, discuss and create and fix each other's work. So this time we're having this famous science fiction editor called Gordon Van Gelder in conversation with, again, a multi-award winning science fiction writer called Samuel R. Delaney. And that's on Sunday afternoon. And then we end on Sunday night at 7:30 with a totally different kind of panel. You know, we, as you can see, we've been trying very hard to have a diverse kind of panel to attract a whole diverse audience. And what we're having on Friday, on Sunday night at 7:30 is a conversation between George M. Johnson, who wrote a young adult book called All Boys Aren't Blue. And this is an autobiography of a young man who grew up black and gay. And it's a fascinating book, especially in these times where there's so much confusion and conflict over race issues. This is the story of this young man who grew up actually in a middle-class family, and the experiences he had being gay and black. And he'll be speaking with an award-winning journalist called Mark King. So that's our program. and you can learn more about it at the website.
So, that it, as you said, it's very diverse, and I think that almost anybody listening right now would find something that they'd be interested in checking out there.
I hope so. That's what we've been trying to do with all of our programs, is not only bring in writers that are important to listen to, but try and expand the range of categories. Science fiction, when we first did it in the first year, was a sort of small group that wasn't in the theater. It was a small panel, and we thought it would be for a specialty panel for sci-fi freaks. Well, it became the most popular panel of that particular program. And since then, we have done a science fiction panel every year. It's all the inspiration of Lillian Logendorfer, who is a science fiction writer and a scientist. She's a pathologist who lives in the Milford area. So it's been that particular category has given us the experience that we're hoping to give our audience of opening up a whole new category.
Well, you know, we have people in Pine Bush here in Orange County who believe that they are the UFO capital of the world. So they might be interested in one way because of the science fiction part. But then again, there are a lot of people in Pine Bush that don't think it's fiction. They think they're real.
I didn't know that.
Well, you know, you've given us an idea for perhaps the next season, the next year. Perhaps we will do a panel on UFOs, because it is an issue. And again, if local folks are interested in it, it sounds like something that might be worth exploring.
Well, you know, the government is now admitting that they are studying seriously UFOs.
I saw that. A little creepy, I think.
Well, but you know, if there was a... What we try to do is find an important book that's come out around the time of the festival. Mm-hmm. And if there's a UFO book that's happening and we can get the author to come to Milford, we might get some of the Pine Bush folks to come over and talk about what they know. This is about conversation. And we hope that even though we're online and not in a theater with a microphone, that we're going to be able on each of these panels to create a real conversation, not just between the people who are in the conversation, but with the audience. And it's going to be very interesting for us to see what kind of questions we are going to get from people who are tuning in. You know, in the last years, because we've only been in Milford, our audience has somewhat been restricted to, I'd say, a 100-mile radius of Milford. Because we're online now, we know there are going to be people in Asia who are watching this, because we've already been in touch with them. So it should be really interesting to see how a local event like the Milford Readers and Writers Festival may now be extending way beyond Middletown and Milford and Pine Bush and all of our local areas.
That's what I was thinking. You know, we have a lot of listeners in Dutchess County who probably have no idea where Milford is. You know,
right.
So now they'll be able to just go online and pick this up, and they're going to, you know, take part, and that's a good thing.
Well, I hope so. You know, it's always felt for us, we live in the Middletown area, and it's always seemed strange that the Delaware River seems to be some kind of a Gaza Strip up here, because people in Middletown don't go to Milford, and people in Milford don't seem to go to Middletown. I mean, we go to both of them, but I find it really hard to understand why there is such a separation. And hopefully, now that everyone is going to be online, again at Facebook, Milford Readers and Writers page, at the designated times, people will be able to cross that Gaza Strip and participate.
It sounds to me like a really interesting weekend, and I'm sure our listeners may be interested in joining in. So it's on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
Right.
And it's Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon and Sunday night, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Any final word here?
I don't know, keep your fingers crossed that we don't... We old folks don't screw it up.
Yeah, this technology is a bit frightening. But, you know, for us, it took us a while to figure out how you actually get on this conversation. And again, so I'm saying it because it took us, if you go on to Facebook, you go to the Milford Readers and Writers page, and you press a button, and... you are in the conversation.
So it really sounds terrific, and I really appreciate you calling in this morning to talk about it, and I hope that we spread the word for you. And, you know, you talk about people from Asia. Because we are online, we have listeners all around the world as well. That's why we call ourselves the world-famous Wall Radio. So hopefully we're getting the word out, and this could be a bigger event than you ever expected.
Well, hope so.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Bob and Suzanne Braun-Levine for the Milford Readers and Writers Festival. It's on Facebook Live, YouTube, and Twitter this weekend. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, take care now.